Eric Roof is going to join us here momentarily. His 3 runs, 7 hits, and an error for EMU as Eric Roof makes his way up. He's figured out how to navigate the ocean to get here. And, Coach, welcome to the barge.
Hey, this is a great view right here. You can't beat this right here.
No, I'm going to say we've done well for ourselves. This is an upgrade.
Oh, this is nice. This is nice, and you got a nice space where you block out the wind, and it's a warm night.
We're getting the tiki lights still. That's the only thing we haven't gotten yet.
Maybe a candle or something.
More importantly, the tides have turned with this thing here, and your team gets all win in really as best way as you could get. A 9-inning complete game effort from Scott Gonzato.
Yeah, how about that game by Scotty? He pitched a heck of a ball game. That right there is your typical Friday night dogfight of a game. You know, runs are going to be very hard to score, and luckily we were able to capitalize on a couple mistakes by them. And, you know, you got to tip your hat to Scotty out there going 9 innings. I think he threw a little over 110, was kind of where we were hoping, maybe got to 116. But, I mean, he gave their hitters fits the whole time, and, I mean, that was just a heck of an opportunity or heck of an outing by Scotty.
It keeps the team off balance. 9 flyouts, 8 groundouts, strikes out a career best 8. He had never gone more than past the 6th, and that was just last weekend. A really gritty performance, but more importantly, your defense picked him up in a lot of different ways.
Absolutely. The key right there with Scotty is he was able to attack early in the count, get weak contact, and you know, that gives him the length. You know, the pitch count now starts to build as we get a little bit deeper into the season. So that pitch count can get up there to 110. And when you're getting first pitch outs, a lot of weak contact early, you got an opportunity to pitch deep in the game, and that's what Scotty was able to do.
Offensively, Shane Easter, a 3-for-3 day, scores a pair of runs, but you look at him, he was able to put it in play a couple different ways. But more importantly, you forced Bowling Green to have to make plays, and we saw them kick it around the field a few times with Abrahamowicz twice, hurting himself.
Yeah, with Abrahamowicz on the mound, you know his stuff, his numbers show that he's a tough guy to get a lot of hits and string together some stuff. So you have to be a little bit more creative with your offense. You have to be a little bit more creative with the game plan. You just don't want to sit back there and just try to hit him out of the game. So, you know, we look for a little bunt there, and, you know, our guys did a good job of executing, putting some pressure on those guys, force those guys to make plays. And, you know, we were able to benefit from that tonight.
You look at it, and we know a pitching performance like this was coming. How much does this continue to help guys build confidence? Because usually when your Friday night guy sets the stage, rest of it kind of follows.
Absolutely. We talk about that a lot. That first game, you're setting the tone. When you're playing at home, you're defending the turf. You want to send a message from game one that, hey, when you come into our ballpark, it's going to be a grind. It's going to be a dogfight of a game. So Scotty going out there going 9 innings, that helps out with everyone. That helps out with the starting pitching for tomorrow and the starting pitching for Sunday, and also keeps the bullpen fresh. So hopefully we can build off that, and hopefully we can get a good outing out of Luke McGuire.
Yeah, you mentioned it. McGuire, the starter, had previously the longest outing at 7 innings against Dayton. Tomorrow you'll hand him the ball, and what do you expect to see tomorrow?
You're going to see a guy that's going to go out there and compete. Luke's been good for us all year, so he's earned the opportunity to pitch on the weekend. I believe this will be his first weekend start for the conference, and I know he's really excited. But, you know, if he goes out there and attacks and does a lot of what Scotty did, throw multiple pitches for strikes, he's going to give our guys a chance, and the defense needs to play good plays behind him as well.
2 hours and 3 minutes start to finish. That always keeps the fast-moving pace, and more importantly, let you go enjoy your own Friday night.
Yeah, maybe go get some dinner or something.
There you go. Enjoy. We'll catch up with you tomorrow before we come on the air.
Okay, thanks, Greg.
There he is. Eric Roof as the Eagles win. We're going to take a quick timeout back after this.